From the banks of the Avon, welcome to Blockchain Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance. His insights cover his years as a psychotherapist and his many life experiences. You can find us on Facebook for Blockchain Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Well, good Thursday morning, folks. It's a little dark outside right now. It's supposed to be looking like a warm, rainy day ahead. But welcome to your Thursday. And guess what again, folks? This is your continuation of hope and the disasters of hope. I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. Emerson Drive. We're continuing. And hopefully, folks, 20 minutes from now, 21 minutes from now, hopefully y'all are going to have a little bit better understanding of how you can sit here, just like Emerson Drive sits there and has those moments where they shone, those moments where they were amazing. We all have those moments, but when we're stuck, in hope, what do we have then? You know what we have then? We have these moments. What else do we have? We have these moments where they screw with us. These moments where we get stuck because of hope. So you remember on Monday, right? We were talking about hope and we were talking about the fact that hope is a beautiful thing. However, when we get stuck in hope and we get stuck in the past, we get stuck in what we believe could have been. That's when we get stuck. I remember years ago saying to a lady that, you know, I was fascinated and I still am. I'm fascinated by theology. And I was like, man, being a preacher may have been a cool gig. And she says, would you actually really want to study theology? I'm like, absolutely. Did a couple courses on religion when I was in university. Man, I loved it. It was fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And I think that there's something beautiful about spirituality. She took from that conversation and extrapolated out that I would go to church with her, which I did not do at the time. And not only would I go to church with her, but I would go to church with her every single weekend, which, again, I did not do at the time. And I said to her, I don't mind going periodically, but I really don't see me going every weekend. Just don't. Nothing against organized religion, but I'm much more of a spiritual human being. I just see all too often hypocrisy, and it bothers me. And so, therefore, what I want to do is I want to live life in a spiritual way. When we split up, oh yeah, do you remember that time you told me? Blah, blah. And I never once ever said what she claimed I did. What I said was, love it, fasting, go periodically. And again, what she did is she extrapolated out that meant, wow, I may be a preacher man one day. That is not going to happen. And what happens again is we hear things, folks, and we hear them all the time, and we manifest these hearings and these thoughts and these ideas, and we take that word hope, and we turn it not only from an idea, but we turn it into, quote unquote, the gospel. The gospel according to whoever it is that has determined what they're thinking should be or will be done. And again, this is a real struggle, folks, because what happens is we do truly have this absolute, and when I want to say it's a huge struggle, we really have a struggle accepting the realities of what's in front of us. When we see somebody check out of the relationship, we sit here and we go, but why? But why? Instead of looking at it going, all right, I accept the reality. I remember a lady once saying to me, my good God, was she ever bang on when she said it? Because I always thought she was just internally, externally, just this beautiful subject of a human being. And I said, you think there was ever a chance? And she said, Rick, had there ever been a chance, I guarantee you, you wouldn't have to be asking that question. My God, she was right. Because what I had is I had hope. And I took that hope to the bank, and I took that hope, and I thought about it, and I was fascinated by it, and I would massage it and think about it and cure it and bake it into this beautiful, formidable thing within me that was absolute lunacy. Because as she said, Rick, if there ever was a chance, would you have to be asking that question? And the answer is no. But what we do all the time is we hear and we see these ideas. And once we hear and see these ideas, we just grab hold of them and we want to cement them. Well, you know, I had a one-night stand with that person. It must mean that they love me. No, it meant that you had a one-night stand that may turn into something permanent, but that does not mean it is permanent. And based on the number of divorces, the number of people who think that the permanent has arrived, all to find out that without working on it and without staying committed to it, there is no chance for permanency. And so what happens, and I mean this truly and sincerely when I say it, what happens is we become deluded in our minds with what should and should not be. And so instead of sitting there and going, oh my dear God, what do we end up with? And I mean that truly. We end up with a delusion. And people, again, I've been, again, folks, listen to my words. I've been down this alley many times in my life where I've taken the hope and I go, oh my dear, this person's related to me. I can put the hope in there. And if I put enough hope in, they're going to actually see me for who I am, and they're going to stop using me or abusing me or whatever it is that I don't want. And that's not going to happen. What I need to do, and going back to what I said on Monday, right? Beautiful lady, 2015, goes on a holiday, is promised in 2014, has never been back to that place again. Why? Because the person made a promise in 2015 that they did not give a flying fart about. And I'm going to say that again. They made a promise. They may have, yeah. If they really got serious and honest, what they would find is no true ability or intent. And I mean that sincerely. So when I say that, what I'm asking you to do is to truly pay attention to the words and the actions of the people around you. Ran into a lady today. I haven't seen her in the office in years. Ran into her, and what was she telling me about? She was telling me about, oh my goodness, I'm still stuck. And I said to her, why? She told me. And I said, well, why do you keep going down that path of hope in your mind? And the hope that she keeps going down, it's a hope that an ex is going to become a different human being. I said, how many years has it been since I saw you? It was pre-COVID. So at least 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And she said, I'm still hoping. I'm like, oh my dear God, what a prison. And that is what's wrong with what we do, is we create this prison out of this false sense of hope. Instead of putting hope appropriately, and I mean truly in an appropriate measure, instead of putting the hope out there for us to go, this is what's important to me and this is why. And we do it in a measure that we can actually live with. What do? We just go out there and just go, willy-nilly, we will do whatever it is that we want to do. And you know what? When we do that with the word hope, and we do it when we apply it to somebody else, all too often people become stuck. And not only do they become stuck, but they become emotionally compromised. So what happens in a case where we're out there and we're doing stuff where what we want to do is get a job promotion? And the company keeps saying, nope, nope. If you just do this, nope, nope. At what point do you sit there and go, apparently these leaders do not see the quality in me that I feel that I have. So perhaps I need to go out there and test the market somewhere else. All too often, people don't want to do that. They go, no, 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 no. I'm just going to keep putting hope into me getting this promotion, and that I keep being overlooked and overlooked and overlooked and overlooked without ever stopping and realizing that by putting this hope out there, what I'm doing is I'm creating my own nightmare. Man says to me, I keep applying for these jobs. I keep applying for these promotions. They keep telling me I'm so close. And I'm like, that's beautiful. But why is it that you think that you are this material? They keep saying no. Maybe they're right. Maybe you should go ask somebody else. Well, yeah, but. There is no yeah, but. If you're going to continuously go back to the exact same place and ask repeatedly for something, why would you do that? If I walk into a grocery store and that grocery store does not sell a commodity that I'm looking for, never has sold the commodity, I would be wasting my time walking into that grocery store, and every human being would agree, stop doing it. If I drive a vehicle that requires gasoline in it, and I drive up to a propane refill station, and I go, can you fill me up? They're going to go with what? We don't sell gas here. We sell propane. Exact same things here, folks. When it comes to love, when it comes to respect, if you are driving up to a human being who has repeatedly said to you, no, at some point when you keep repeating that action, that is the definition of insanity. You are doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome. When you do that, that, folks, is not a good thing. And that is what leads to so many people becoming destructive. Destructive at work, destructive within relationships, destructive in so many ways. Well, if they could just love me, if they could just give to me, if they could just, instead of sitting there and going, oh my word, somebody said to me that they'd gone to see a therapist, and the therapist said to them, you're just not asking the questions correctly. And I said to them, I said, are you asking them in English? She said, yes. I said, are you asking them in clear, simple English? She said, yes, I think so. I said, can you give me an example of a question that you have for your partner? And she gave me an example of the questions that, and I said, cool. Sounds like it's a very clear, simple question. So I said, do me a favor. You ask me that question. I'll see if I can answer, see if I can understand it. And she asked me the question. And the question was, is it possible for you to acknowledge when I come in the door by saying hello to me when I'm returning home from work or returning from an outing? Could you at least say hi to me when I say hello to you? Apparently that was too tricky a question, and the person was being told they were asking too complicated a question. Oh my dear God, you got to be kidding me, folks. I can't believe a therapist actually said that. That's what I was told. I'm just simply repeating it. But the fact is that these are the things that, again, so she's sitting there for year after year after year beating herself up because she's asking for something simple. When I come in the door and you haven't seen me in a while and I say, hey, how are you? I'm back. I've gotten home. Can you actually just say hi? So when you think about that, folks, that is false hope, and that false hope is going to lead you into a dire, dire misery. And so when I say that, I mean that not in this dramatic, you know, death, that, oh my word, the world's going to come to an end. That's not what I'm meaning here, folks. What I'm meaning is it is going to create this feeling of ongoing being stuck, and it is going to create this ongoing sense within you of anxiety, because you're going to sit there and continuously look around and go, oh my word. Instead of looking around and going, this is who I am, this is what I need, I am not getting it where I am, perhaps I need to change where I am. Whether that be work, whether that be the relationships, whether that be whatever. If it's people who are sitting there, and again, and you're putting this hope out there that, oh my word, something magical is going to happen, there's a really, really good chance that if you've asked for it several times and it hasn't happened, it's never going to happen. And the only torture that's being generated is torture from within, because you're asking for something you're never going to have. We're going to close out with a journey. Why can't this night go on forever? This song is old, 1987. It came out a very long time ago. And those words, the title of the song, should be enough for you to sit there and go, why can't this night go on forever? Why is that? When we put hope in falsely, you're right, this night is not going to go on forever. But you know what? If you actually take the time and the energy to put the hope and the conviction in the right place, this night can go on forever. Twilight, folks, lost in memories, lost in days gone by, lost in hope, lost in memories. How true is that, eh, folks? Without love, we will not survive. We will not survive the night. But you know what, folks? What's important here is to truly understand that what we need is realism attached to our hope. I guess it's my time to exit based on that music, so hey, everyone. Give me a second here. Hey, folks, look at that. Just like that, I'm right back. Oh, my word. Hey, Rick Sherwood here again, and thank you very much for tuning in. And thank you very much for trying to put together this week, the first half on Monday, the second half on Thursday, right? Moments by Emerson Drive, joining those two sections together. And understanding that hope, without it, we as a people, we as an individual, we as a society, without hope, we are screwed. Please do not throw away your hope. Simply apply your hope sparingly. Do not just drench it on every single thing and think it's going to turn to magic, because it's not. It simply isn't. So again, for Rebecca, Yes, Rebecca, the sound engineer. Miss Sherry, the bean counter, the financial stewardship, and the person who we bring in on Fridays for a little bit of reason that Rebecca and I need, and myself, and everybody else around us who helps us by being our friends, by being our supporters, by being the people that we go to and that we sparingly use our hope for. Again, we thank you as well. And so again, folks, not a substitute for mental health. What it is inspiring you, hopefully, to have conversations. So do me a favor, folks, take this idea, listen to it again. Listen to it back to back a couple times. Because again, hope is beautiful. And Linda, I hope you listened right to the end. Y'all be good.